page 136. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, imploring Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions to the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess to you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your punishment, now and forever. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God to all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The introit. Oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout to God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is awesome. He is a great King over all the earth.
He will subdue the peoples under us and the nations under our feet. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with understanding. God reigns over the nations. God sits on His holy throne. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Oh, clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to God with the voice of triumph, for the Lord Most High is awesome. He is the great King over all the earth.
God on high,
and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise you, we bless you.
with you.
And your spirit.
Let us pray. O God, whose never-failing providence orders all things both in heaven and earth, we humbly implore you to put away from us all hurtful things and give to us those things that be profitable for us. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, ever one God, world without end. The Old Testament reading for the seventh Sunday after Trinity is from the second chapter of Genesis. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. The Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground the Lord God made every tree grow that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life was also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from there it parted and became four riverheads. The name of the first is Pishon. It is the one which skirts the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold, and the gold of that land is good. Bdellium and the Onyxstone are there. The name of the second river is Gihon. It is the one which goes around the whole land of Cush. The name of the third river is Hiddekel. It is the one which goes toward the east of Assyria. The fourth river is the Euphrates. Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die." This is the word of the Lord.
Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed.
The epistle reading is from the sixth chapter of Romans. I speak in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you presented your members as slaves of uncleanness and of lawlessness leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves of righteousness for holiness. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. What fruit did you have then in the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, having been set free from sin and having become slaves of God, you have your fruit to holiness. And the end? Everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 8th chapter. In those days, the multitude being very great and having nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples to him and said to them, "I have compassion on the multitude, because they have now continued with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away hungry to their own houses, they will faint on the way, for some of them have come from afar." Then his disciples answered him, "How can one satisfy these people with bread here in the wilderness?" He asked them, "How many loaves do you have?" And they said, 7. So he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground, and he took the 7 loaves and gave thanks, broke them and gave them to his disciples to set before them, and they set them before the multitude. They also had a few small fish, and having blessed them, he said to set them also before them. So they ate and were filled, and they took up 7 large baskets of leftover fragments. Now those who had eaten were about 4,000, and he sent them away. This is the gospel of the Lord. The Nicene Creed. I believe in one God,
the Father Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth,
and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who is spoken by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. And I look for the resurrection of the dead,
and the life of the world to come.
Thank you.
Our sermon text from Mark 9, verse 8, they ate and were satisfied. This is our text. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Heavenly Father created you and knit you in your mother's womb. He gave you eyes, ears, and all your members. He has given you your reason and all your senses. The Heavenly Father has sent you His Son, who took on human flesh, Jesus Christ, through whom everything was created, allowed His creatures to humiliate Him as He suffered and died on the cross. Jesus suffered the separation from God and the eternal death that you deserved. Our Savior Jesus Christ sent His Holy Spirit to the chosen apostles so that this message of good news and salvation might be proclaimed and then written down in the Holy Scriptures. The Holy Spirit calls men. The Holy Spirit calls men into the pastoral office in that communion of saints that they might be built up in the true faith, strengthened by the teaching of His Word and the administration of the sacraments. And so when you consider all that the triune God has done and is doing to provide for your body and your soul, how could you not trust in Him? How could you tell Him that He doesn't know what you need best? How could you hear His Word and then go and do something else? But isn't that what happened? In the Garden of Eden, the Lord God had clearly said, "You may surely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for on the day that you eat of it you will surely die." So what was the most heinous part of the sin which Eve committed? I tell you, it was not the eating of the tree, eating of that fruit. It was the lack of fear, love, and trust in God. When Eve took of the tree, she was telling God that He was a liar. She was telling God that He did not have her best interests in mind. She was telling God that He was not to be trusted by withholding this fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The Lord God was keeping back something that was good for them. She did not love His counsel. She did not fear His disapproval. She did not trust in His provisions. Likewise, Adam stood beside her. He watched the whole thing happen. The man who preached the word of God to her did not speak up. He did not oversee her actions. He went ahead and let her be tempted by the serpent. Instead of leading her to follow his example, Adam followed her example and he took of the fruit from her hand. So what was the most heinous part of the sin which Adam committed? It was not the eating of the fruit, but the lack of fear, love, and trust in God. Adam loved his wife more than he loved his God. He did not fear to disobey God by taking of the fruit. However, he did fear to disappoint his wife, and thus he obeyed her invitation to eat of the forbidden tree. He did not trust in God, but like Eve, he was willing to call God a liar who did not adequately provide for them. Instead of living in his God-given vocation as head of the household and giving up his life to protect and provide for his wife, Adam let his wife go to battle apart from him. Today's epistle says this: "But what fruit were you getting at that time from the things of which you are now ashamed? The end of those things is death." So what fruit did Adam and Eve receive from their sin? Well, They were kicked out of the presence of God in the Garden of Eden. Their home fell apart as they began to argue and fight and blame each other, something they had never done. Their perfect physical constitution now began to weaken. Pain in childbearing, hard work to make a living, creation now turned against them. God closed them in order to protect them from the elements and other creatures who were no longer obedient to them. Instead of walking with God, now their conscience bothered them and they hid from him in the garden. Instead of worshiping God and eating from the tree of life, they now had a drawn sword of an angel guarding the way. They passed on their sinful nature to their children, and the firstborn son killed the secondborn. Their heart ached as they had to excommunicate him and send their firstborn child away, just as God's heart ached when he had sent them away. Though God did not kill them off immediately, what did they receive? What was the fruit of their actions? They were destined to die. In today's Holy Gospel, there's a marked difference between those who are slaves to sin and those who have been set free from sin. Jesus, the bread of life, is present, and there he is preaching and teaching. Though he's in a desolate place, the people of God are gathered by his word. They came expecting to stay a day or two, but Jesus continues to teach, and they do not want to leave. Jesus' words give life, and they have given themselves to him in body and soul. As long as he is teaching, they are staying. They're going to listen. It would appear that from those on the outside, look at them, they're just slaves of God. But to those who are inside, to those who are listening, it's willing. It's fear, love, and trust in the one true God. They're presenting their members to him, willing to perform whatever the Lord asks. He wants them to stay, they will. After day one, Jesus doesn't send them away. After day two, Jesus again doesn't send them away. It is day three. They have run out of food, but they are not concerned. Jesus would not harden them. Jesus knows their needs, and he will provide and protect them. As Jesus speaks about the kingdom of God and about the love of the Heavenly Father, they are being strengthened by the gift of faith and forgiveness. The holiness of the Heavenly Father inspires fear in them, and they are to learn that they are sinners and they do not want to displease him. The love of God in sending his Son to forgive them and give them light creates in them a love for God that grows with each lesson from Jesus' lips. Their trust in Christ is confirmed as they gather around him as if it were an oasis in the desert. But I tell you, this is no mirage. He is the real bread of life, and they are being sustained. Jesus tells them to sit down, and he will feed them. They listen, and they trust in his word. The meal doesn't look impressive, nor does it look adequate. 7 loaves, 4,000 people. However, having given thanks, the crowd eats and is satisfied. Satisfied. Did you hear that? They are satisfied. They are not hungry. Each one is filled up. And if those provisions weren't enough, there were 7 baskets more of broken fragments left over. Oh, there was more than enough. So what fruit did they receive from their righteous actions of hearing the word of God and trusting in Christ? The free gift of life, that's what they received. Eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. A clear conscience of sin forgiven. The knowledge that their loving God provides for them. And then finally, Jesus does, in fact, send the crowd away. but they've been strengthened by his words and his meal. They will not faint along the way. They will make it through that desolate wasteland until they finally get to their home. Once again, they trust in his words and they do as he says. They make their way home and they put to death the passing sinful thoughts. They cling to his words. It's not easy. Some have come from far away. Nevertheless, they do not worry, for the Lord Most High is a great king, a king over all the earth. My baptized believers, the Lord Jesus is gathering you around his word. This world is a desolate wasteland. It makes great claims and promises great things in exchange for your slavery to sin. However, the fruit that you will receive from that sin is death. You receive a guilty conscience. You'll receive broken families, hatred and envy, a continual chasing after happiness that will never last, murder, death, tears, worry, and fears. That's what you will receive from this world. Confess those sins and leave them behind. Fear, love, and trust in God. He has accomplished your salvation. Receive his forgiveness through the hearing of his word and the receiving of his sacraments. And he is also providing for you bodily needs as well. First, receive his kingdom and his righteousness, and then all these things will be given you as well. Obey your parents and other authorities, and it may go well with you. Do not hurt or harm your neighbor. Now, that will not help. It will come back to hurt and harm you. Do not commit adultery. It can only take away from a marital happiness. God knows what is best for you. God has never lied to you. And as his child, you have been set free. Free from lies and trickery. Do not desire what God has not given you. For how could he allow us to suffer want in temporal things, while at the same time promising through the gospel eternal and imperishable things? If the God who saved us through his Son, will he not also give us daily bread? No, he will. And in that way, we should fear, love, and trust in God above all things. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Create in me, page 143. Let us pray to the Lord. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks that you sent our Savior Jesus Christ and that he continues to sustain and satisfy the bodily needs of those who love him and devote themselves to his teaching. Let us pray to the Lord. We ask that the church might truly see the bread of our sinful world as a wilderness, unable to give or sustain life. Furthermore, that you would cling to and be satisfied with Jesus Christ and his words as the bread of life, which comes down from heaven. Teach all pastors in Christ, including our Bishop James, our pastors Michael and Gary, to feed God's people with that unadulterated word. Bless our Early Childhood Learning Center, our Director Keeley. We also ask that the enemies of the church, those who would hinder its divine mission, we pray that their hearts might be turned to you, the Lord of mercy and compassion. Give safe travel to those who are attending this year's Eldona Summer Camp in Kerrville, Texas, as well as to bless the teaching that goes on there. Let us pray to the Lord. Bless our land with honest industry, truthful education, an honorable way of life. Save us from violence, discord, and confusion, from pride and arrogance, and from every evil course of action. Defend our liberties. Give those who have been entrusted with the authority of government, our President Joe, the Congress of the United States, our Governor J.B., state legislators, our Mayor Steve, give them the spirit of wisdom, that there may be justice and peace in our land. Give our police officers, especially Daniel and Alex, as well as our judges, the will and ability to maintain law, order, and justice. When times are prosperous, let our hearts be thankful. And in troubled times, do not let our trust in you fail. Protect those who serve in the armed forces, especially Danny and Jason and Blake, that they may diligently carry out their duties and be protected from all harm and danger. Let us pray to the Lord. Bless our shut-in Carolyn, as well as our elderly Violet and Verdell. Provide for the needs of Caitlin, Jade, Kevin, Linda, Rebecca, Victor and Marcia, Gibb, Howard and Stan, for Demi, for Tony, also for Benjamin, as well as OSHA, who was hospitalized. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
O Lord, Heavenly Father, we are here to remember the suffering and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Praising his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us, for to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord, our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, Holy, Holy Lord God of Sabaoth,
heaven and earth are full
of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Lord of heaven and earth, we praise and thank you for having had mercy on those whom you created, sending your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Oh, my God. not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. I will offer in his dwelling a sacrifice with great gladness. I will sing and speak praises unto the Lord.
Thank you.
to the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endures forever.
We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. We implore you of your mercy. You would strengthen us through the same, in faith towards you and in fervent love towards one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Bless we the Lord.
Bless you, God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.